In Guinea-Conakry, a group of farmers and traders have called for the banning of the importation of Irish potatoes into the country. They say potatoes produced in Guinea are more edible and are easier to store than those imported from Europe. Our correspondent Karim Kamara caught up with one of the farmers on his Irish potato farm about 270 kilometres from Conakry, and he sent us this report.
Sumbalako is a small town in Lower Guinea, situated about 270 kilometers from the capital Conakry, but with a vast farming land. The main activity of the inhabitants in Sumbalako is farming, and most of them are planting Irish potatoes for both commercial and subsistence purposes. El Hadji Cherno Kalo is the chairman of the farmers' union in Sumbalako, and he is one of the prominent farmers in the area. He takes me round for a tour on his vast Irish potato farm. Standing in the middle of one of his fields of 20 acres, Kalo says they have over 8,000 acres of farmland. He says agriculture is a real business that creates local employment.
On fait la pomme de terre à la saison pluie. On fait la pomme de terre à la saison sèche.
We plant Irish potatoes in both the dry and the rainy seasons. We have fertile land that is very suitable for the cultivation of these potatoes. We have 8,000 acres of farmland, both ploughed and untilled. Agriculture creates employment. You can see the number of people picking and gathering potatoes. 2 days ago, there were over 90 young men and women working here. We gave them 4 days' work.
Kalo condemns the importation of Irish potatoes from Europe into Guinea. He says Irish potatoes produced in Guinea are of better quality than those imported from Europe into Guinea, and he has called for the banning of the importation of Irish potatoes into Guinea.
Quel est le problème?
There is a major difference between imported Irish potatoes and those produced here. The problem is that the imported ones come straight from cold storage. We've no idea of the date and the time the Irish potatoes were packed for export. It could be 1 or 2 years ago. We just don't know. When our traders bring them to the market in Conakry, if it takes 5 to 8 days before they are sold, they will go rotten. Therefore, we're asking the government to ban the importation of Irish potatoes.
Aissa Diallo and Jenabu Sile are both traders who had come to Sumbalako from Conakry to buy tons of Irish potatoes. Both of them called for the banning of the importation of Irish potatoes by traders into Guinea. They say those produced in Guinea are the best.
We are here to buy Irish potatoes from our customer, Mr. Callan. We've been working together for 10 years. At times, we can load up 2 or 3 trucks every week. He has quality Irish potatoes. We have problems with customers on the markets only because of potatoes imported from either Bamako or Europe. They can be hard to sell. That's why we are asking the government to ban the importation of Irish potatoes into Guinea.
This is a good quality local potato. It is far better than those imported from Turkey or elsewhere in Europe. So we want the government to stop the importation of Irish potatoes into Guinea. With the new factory, we will be able to transform and properly stock locally grown potatoes.
Abubakar So, a food specialist in the area, says Irish potatoes produced in Guinea are better quality than those imported by traders, but also says the government should not stop the importation of Irish potatoes, but instead must urge a reduction in the level of import.
The difference is that Irish potatoes produced in Guinea are of better quality than those imported from Europe. We do not know how the imported Irish potatoes have been treated. The Guinean Irish potatoes are of better quality and can be stocked for 2 weeks without becoming rotten.
I met over 50 young men and women on the farm weeding, and some of them transporting hundreds of bags of Irish potatoes into waiting trucks for Conakry. Kalo says no locals have ever attempted to cross the Mediterranean in an effort to reach Europe. This is because of local areas offers jobs and potential.
Here in Soubalako, it is rare to find a young man who wants to leave for either Morocco or Algeria to die there. You can listen to reports and ask around. Since the immigration towards Europe began, there is not a single young man from Soubalako who has gone there to die, because they are occupied here, they have jobs, and they're making a profitable living. With Irish potatoes alone, if you plant 1 acre, you will get up to 25 to 35 tons in return.
President Alpha Conde has just sent building materials for the construction of a factory in the area for the storage and the transformation of Irish potatoes. Carlos says with the presence of the factory in their area, they will produce a greater quantity of Irish potatoes next year to reach the whole of Guinea and beyond. Reporting for Radio France International, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry, back from Soubalako.